We'll be right back. At number 3 on the Classical California Ultimate Playlist, Beethoven's 7th Symphony, performed by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Andreas Nelsons.
From Palm Springs to Monterey and beyond, it's the Classical California Ultimate Playlist on KUSC.
Happy New Year, my dear friends, and thanks so much for coming to our party. I'm Maggie Clennon-Rayberg, and I'm here with my pal Alan Chapman, and we're throwing a soiree, and you are all invited. The whole state, in fact. Everyone who voted in the Classical California Ultimate Playlist is a guest at our party. We are presenting you with an encore presentation of the 2021 Classical California Ultimate Playlist.
And here we are on New Year's Eve with the final pieces. We're going to get to number one before very long, and you'll see if maybe it was one of the pieces that you voted for, one of your favorites. And we hope you've enjoyed listening to the playlist all week and listening to your favorite pieces reflected in the voting of listeners all across California. Your regular host, Jim Schveda on KUSC, Laura Downs on KDFC, back with you on Monday. But tonight, they have allowed Maggie and me to be your party hosts.
I am so excited to share some comments about our number 2 pick in the Classical California playlist. A listener said that this piece is fun and jazzy, and even their license plate on their car refers to this piece. Well, I should say to this listener, goodbye to anonymity. Now, after we hear this piece, everybody's going to be able to spot you driving around town. Nice going.
And if you remember when you were a kid and you misheard things, well, here is a mishearing that's just wonderful. One listener says, I have always loved Rhapsody in Blue since I was a small child. I used to call it Rap a City in Blue.
Wait, isn't that the name of it? Oh, oops. Okay. We love MTT, Michael Tilson Thomas leading the band, but this is a double delight. The maestro at the piano as well, with clarinet soloist Lauren Levy, number 2 in the countdown, George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.